Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Aleph Tammuz, Thursday the 4th of July, Rabbi David Eisenberg, the West Way.
Okay. Morning, Rabbi Isai.
Morning.
As always, lovely to be back. The shiur was really meant to be entitled Go West, but I think Dudi didn't appreciate that title, so he said we had to leave it at that. So, I have a feeling, first of all, every time I come here that we get Siyata Dishmaya because we get weird questions. So you get to come here and you get to discuss weird and interesting things, because truth is stranger than fiction, right? They always say that. And if you've been a Rav for however many years, you know that's definitely true, that truth is stranger than fiction. So I get a phone call. My cousin's making a bar mitzvah in Vienna, and he wanted me to come, and he wanted me to officiate at the bar mitzvah, to speak, etc. He says, I need to ask you a question. I said, fine, what's your question? He says, listen, Idan's in a very small shtiebel, but he's got a very, very large circle of friends. And so when Idan's a small shtiebel, you're not going to be able to daven in that shul. So he wanted to daven in another shul. The other shuls didn't suit him, the rab, whatever. He decided, you know what, he's hiring a hall. And if you hire a hall, and in the hall you have one room's going to be for davening, and one room's going to be for kiddush, it's a big, big place, it'll work perfectly. Say that. That's what he's going to do. So now, he calls me up and he says as follows, we found a hall, I want to ask you the following shaila. We found a hall, and the hall is big, it's the right kind of size, etc., etc. It has seating. However, there's an issue with the seating. The seats are screwed into the ground, and they face west. And we asked them, so they're screwed in. It's tiered seating, benches. It's not tiered, but it's just benches one after the other. And the mamash screwed into the ground. And we asked the shaila, and they told us it will cost £2,000 to turn around the seats. Because they literally need to bring in joiners, and they need to unscrew them from the ground, and then lift them and turn them around and make them secure, and then get them to turn them back around and screw them back into the ground. So they're charging £2,000 for turning around the seats. Now, my cousin, that's very cheap. It depends, depends what you consider cheap or expensive, But I guess he decided, even though he's going to be spending a lot of money on this bar mitzvah, £2,000 on turning around the seats was not in the budget. That was definitely not on the budget. So now they're sitting and facing west. So he wants to know from me, which direction should we be davening? How should we set up the shul? And which direction should we be davening in? Should we be davening west? Should we be davening east? Should we put the Aron HaKodesh in the west? Should we put the Aron HaKodesh in the east? What are we supposed to do in this instance?
There is a shul in Paris where the chief rabbi used to daven.
Yes.
Everybody was davening west.
Yes.
He moved in because it's another chayit. He made the east. So half of the shul was facing the side.
It's a whole discussion. And the question is, when in Rome, do as the Romans. If you're in a shul, the Mishabur discusses. What happens if you daven in a shul that davens in the wrong direction? What should you do? Yes, please. North East shul faces west. Right, okay. Okay, so that's a bit of an issue, right? So let's go through it slowly. Let's see what we'll get through. I know Torah Way here in London is that a little bit shorter than Torah Way is in Manchester. It's only half an hour instead of 40 minutes. So we'll have to see. We'll make our way through it as much as we can. And if we don't manage it all the way to the end, we'll have to really just skim through the Maran Mekoymus. We will come to conclusion either way, but I'm keeping my eye on the time to make sure that we will make it through everything. Okay, so we have a Mishnah on Dav Chof Kas Amud Beis in Brochus that says the following. What happens if a person is traveling, he's riding on a donkey? Yered v'yispalel. He should get down and he should daven. V'imenu yochel leyred. If he can't get up, yachzer ponov, he should turn his face. V'ino yochel achzes ponu, he cannot turn his face around either. Yechaven es liba kenega beis kotsh akodoshim. Yishem mechaven kenega the kotsh akodoshim. Hoya mahalach b'svina, hoya b'azda, it's the only place Asda comes up in the Gemara. Sainsbury's I've not found yet, but Asda is here. Hoya mahalach b'svina b'azda, he was going in a boat, or he was going in Asda's either a raft, or some say it's like a chain gang, so you can't turn around. You don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going. That's what you need to do. So Gemara and Daf Lamed Omud Aleph discusses it. So it starts off, Tan Rabbonim. You have somebody who's blind, or you don't know which direction you're supposed to be davening in. And that was quite frequent. It's interesting to consider that nowadays, you go to Simcha, everybody knows, you know, how do you know which direction you should daven in? You bring out your phone, and in the olden days, I remember, you know, Rabbi Pesach Kron tells the story that the Magid Yerushalayim, Rav Shlomo Shadron, came off the boat, and he wasn't sure which direction to daven in, and he took out a compass, and he started to look, and it was so nispal from the fact that he had a compass. Today, hey, which direction? The funny thing is that different phones tell you different directions. One guy says, my phone says it's this way. Well, my phone says, well, mine's an iPhone, so it goes that way, you know? That's towards California. You know, it's a... Everybody has their... But in the old days, you didn't know which way to daven. So you chav and liber kineged ovei shir shamayim. Then you chav towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, v'ispal l'Hashem. Ho yoyme b'chutz aretz, he was in chutz aretz. You chav and es liber kineged etz yisrael, you chav and kineged etz yisrael. As it says, v'ispal l'elecho derech atzam. He's daven to him the way towards the land. As it says, you should daven towards the city. As it says, he has to think towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and says, "Vispalu al Amokam Hazeh," to this place. And if you are Chayre Beis HaKadoshim, then you look towards the Kapparis, and so everybody was facing in towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the basic idea is, if you're in Chutzlach towards Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael towards Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim towards the old city, towards Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash towards the Kapparis, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Kapparis, you have that whole, this is how it goes, in and in and in. It's actually interesting, there was a website that used to, I think it was called Stuss Sem Girls Say, or something like that. And they had, it was like a site where people used to add things. I was on a bus and I heard two Sem Girls behind me, and they were saying, because the Sem Girls in Eretz Yisrael, they're not known for their great intelligence. amongst the Bochum, that's at least the Shmua. I don't know if it's true or not, but that was always amongst the Bochum. So the Yodanine, but they always used to say fun. And we've had all sorts of interesting things. So there's one girl, there's two girls walking down to the Kursa. One said to the other, which way do we need to face? Yeah? Now it sounds, what do you mean, which way do you need to face? Which way do you need to face at the Kursa? I mean, it's a very silly question. But according to this Gemara, it's not so silly. Because Be'etzim, you should be facing towards the Kursa Kadoshim. The Kursa Kadoshim, if it's not there anymore, the Kursa Kadoshim is really towards the left. You know, the coastal is really the outer wall all the way to the right, and if you consider it, it's much more towards the left. You shouldn't really be facing straight, you should be facing to the left. Nobody faces that way, so that's what we do. But the Maisa, this is what the Halacha says. You should be facing in the direction. The Tamida Rabbeinu Yoina adds over here that when we say you're facing in Chutzos, you should face Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, you should face Yerushalayim, which is why in Tzfas, for example, they daven south, and Eilat, if it's Eretz Yisrael, they daven north, yeah, or Be'er Sheva, which is for sure Eretz Yisrael, you daven north. In Beit Shemesh, you'll daven towards the east, etc., etc. That's what you do, so you daven towards Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, different areas will be davening in different directions. And I remember in Mir Yeshiva, you remember when we were in Mir, they used to let some people daven straight, but other people used to daven this way. They used to daven into the corner, because that was more correct towards the Makom HaMikdash. Okay? So that's what he says. So Tabina Rabbeinu says, even though we have these different chilukim, in reality what we should be doing is, we should, if you're in Chutzos, you should really not only be mechaven towards Eretz Yisrael, but towards Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and towards the Beis HaMikdash and towards the Kapparis, that's really what you should be doing. And Eretz Yisrael, not only towards Yerushalayim, but towards Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, Kapparis, etc., etc. So you really should be facing, that is really where you want to be facing, that's really where you want to be looking. And then Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Dalet, you'll find that this is what we pass in halacha. He passes like this Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, and therefore he says, "Bekuma ispalel, when you get up to daven, if you're in chutzar, it's yachta ponav kineged Eretz Yisrael. You should turn your face towards Eretz Yisrael. V'chaven gam Yushalayim and Migdash beis kodesh kadoshim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should turn towards Yushalayim and you mechaven towards the Migdash kodesh kadoshim. If you're in Yushalayim, you're towards the Migdash and you have the chaven gam kineved kodesh kadoshim. Hoyoyim achay kaporis and machz ponav lekaporis." That's what we said. So again, you're turning and you're facing towards Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim, Kodesh Kodashim, and Mimachavan Libri as well. Im ispala l'ruach misharuchis, this is now Sif Beis. What if you're davening in a different direction? Yetzad eponav letzad Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you're stuck somewhere where you're davening in a wrong direction. So it depends, I don't know if you're Norris Lee or you're saying this shul in France. So it depends which way you're facing. We'll see some Mishabura. But if you're facing, let's say, south or north, you can turn your face a little bit. But if you're facing east, you'll have a hard time turning your face all the way around. West. Yeah, west, sorry. If you're facing west, you can't really turn your face 180 degrees. If you can, that's a bit of an issue. Yeah? You need to see more than a doctor in that instance. Yeah, so you'll have a problem. But he says, if you're in the wrong way, he says, Yitzadet Ponav Eretz Yisrael. Imu bechutzaretz, if you're in chutzaretz, Yitzadet Ponav Eretz Yisrael, Imu bechutzaretz, you should turn towards Eretz Yisrael if you're in chutzaretz, in Yushalayim if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Migdash in Yushalayim, towards the Migdash in Yushalayim. Says the Ramon now, why do we face west? East, sorry, I guess here already this is going to get problematic in this year. Why do we face east? Because we are in the west of Eretz Yisrael. So because we are in the west of Eretz Yisrael, we face east towards Eretz Yisrael. And this way we're facing Eretz Yisrael. And then he says the next bit. You cannot make the oren and the davening direction directly east when it's where the sun goes up. Because that's derech haminim. That's how the minim do it. So therefore, a little bit towards emtz hayoyim, and you turn your face, whatever, that's how you do it. In Simen Kuf Nun, by the way, he tells you, this is in how you build a base of Middush. A base HaKnesses and a base HaMedrash. So in Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Hei. Ein Poisn in Pesach Beis HaKnesses, Ela Kineged Hatzad Shemispalin Bo. Now he's telling you where does the door of the shul go. So he says the door of the shul should be directly opposite the Aron Kodesh, the direction that you're davening. Shemispalin Amarev, if you're davening towards the west, Yiftachu the Mizrach, so you open up the door in the Mizrach. Kidei shishtachavu min haPesach neged Aretz, when you come in, you can bend down towards the Aron HaKodesh, which is Baruach shemispalim negdoi, which should be in the direction in which you daven. And then he tells you, v'oisen bima be'emtza beis HaKnesses, you make a bima, that's where the Kodesh stands there, and you listen. Or shemispal shliach tzibur, part of klap be'HaKodesh, so when the shliach tzibur davens, he has to be davening towards the Aron HaKodesh. V'seide yeshiva kache, how do you sit in a shul? How do people sit? Has a kainim yoshim pneim klapeo? Does a kainim sit with the faces towards the community? And really with their back towards the Aron Kodesh? Ush ara am kulam yoshim shura shures klap pneim klapeo kodesh pneim has a kainim. Everybody else sits rows towards the kainim and towards the Kodesh. And it's brought over here in the notes of Kalim that the Rav, or the Zekainim, the elders of the shul, whoever is going to be sitting, facing towards the community, they shouldn't put the seat directly opposite the Aron Kodesh, so you wouldn't have the Rav's seat sitting here, because he'd be sitting with his back to the Aron Kodesh. So you make the Rav's seat slightly over, so yes, Enochanam, the Rav's got his back towards the same direction of the Aron Kodesh, and facing the community, but he's not really got his back to the Aron Kodesh. Like now. So here's the shot. That's what I said. They discuss it. I don't remember where I saw it as I looked at this the first time. But he discusses how you're allowed to stand up in front of the Aron Kodesh with your back to the Aron Kodesh and speaking. He says only if you're getting up and talking to Rav Shabbat Kedusha and you're doing something important. So then you can stand up in front of the Aron Kodesh with your back to the Aron Kodesh, which is really disrespectful because you're speaking to the Kehillah, you're speaking Torah. But stand to get up over here and to look out at the Kehillah and see how nice it is with your back to the Aron Kodesh is talking disrespectful. So that's where the Rav sits over there or over there, whichever side the Rav's going to sit, but not directly in front of the Aron Kodesh. So what we have at the moment is as follows. A, you should be facing the direction of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. B, the Aron Kodesh should be in the direction of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So that C, when the Kehillah sits, they shouldn't have their back to the Aron Kodesh, but rather should be facing forward towards the Aron Kodesh, which is in the direction of their damning, which is in the direction of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And which means you're going to have a very, very big problem. Because in this shul, you're going to tell me, or this hall, you're going to tell me the seats are screwed into the ground and they're facing west. So what are you going to do? Oh, you're going to put the Aron Kodesh in the west. Do you put the Aron Kodesh in the west in the direction and that's correct, then people should be davening towards the Aron Kodesh, but they're davening with their backs to Eretz Yisrael. That's no good. And if you're going to put it in the east, then when everybody sits down during davening, which they'll inevitably do at one point or another, they'll have their backs to the Aron Kodesh. And more than that, where are you going to put the bima now? See, the bima you're not going to put facing west, kenega the Aron Kodesh in the wrong direction. So you put the bima and the chazan facing east in the right direction. So that'll be even stranger. So imagine the chazan davening this way towards the east, and everybody else with a back to the chazan, with a back to the Sefer Torah as they're sitting down. It's all a bit muddled up. Pardon? Oh. So what's being brought up over here is that this is really Hilchus Tefillah. And it could be, and I'm sure you've seen it many times, especially you go to Chassidish Shtiblach, but if you read about it, even the Gemara speaks about it, that there are people that daven, and you used to daven, you find you started in one corner and end up in another corner. You watch people, they daven, a lot of people don't just stand in one place. You go, especially, that's what I say, especially Chassidish Shtiblach, they're davening with grace, kavod, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong walking back, but they start here, and they go there, and they come back and forth, they're doing a lot of pacing, and walking, and turning, etc., etc., and there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's ever come in and says, Labid, you're not facing the wrong way, you're not facing the right way. It's really, nobody's ever told you, I'm facing north for Pesukah Dezimra. Be my guest, do whatever you want to. When you go to many United Synagogue shuls, including ours, you'll find, it's not United Synagogue affiliate, you'll find that people are sitting on the sides towards the middle. Come Shmona Esrei, as you said, they stand up and they turn sideways. But that's because they're sitting at a 90 degree angle. The problem is if you're sitting at 180 degrees with your back, so that's where you have the problem. Where are you going to put the Aron Kodesh?
South or north?
Oh, so now we're going to discuss south or north. So that's what the problem is. Because if you're going to tell me even it's just for Shmona Esrei, but Mamonoshach, if you're going to put the Aron Kodesh there the whole time, so then they'll have their backs to Aron Kodesh the whole time when they're sitting down. And if you're going to put the Aron Kodesh on the west side, so then when they daven Shmona Esrei, they're going to have their back to the Aron Kodesh.
So we substitute as kind of sit on the Mizrach and sit regularly.
Yeah. Really? They turn around. Okay, I hear. So Kenzan, that you do that. Yeah.
Did you not say that a darshan who's been Dorish or the kohenim when they're duchening are allowed to have their backs to the Aron HaKodesh?
Yeah.
Therefore, these people, you can put it in the Maarov.
Yeah.
And when they stand up for Shmona Esrei, they'll have their backs to the Aron HaKodesh.
Okay. That could be what's good. That could be one thing. You're going to say that it's you're doing a davar shemikdusha, you're davening Shmona Esrei, so you put it in the Maarov, and for Shmona Esrei, you're doing davar shemikdusha. Okay. I can hear that. Maybe. But so there were two suggestions floated, so I'd like to now discuss the two things. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, there is another tzad, and then I'll see, we'll get through we'll still make it through the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan as well, and have enough time to be able to do everything. So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Simon Tzadik Dalet Sifkotin Tes. He says, Ulefisha Tzach Lispa Tzad HaMizrach, the Noyegin Nikboya Heichel, which the Sefer Torah is in it, because it's Mizrach. Ve'im Yif Shaloi Likboya B'Mizrach. What happens if you cannot put the Aron Kodesh in the Mizrach? And we'll see soon when we speak in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's interesting, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, but Aruch HaShulchan does mention it. We call them zoning laws. Right? Or whatever you want to call it. Pardon?
Planning.
Yeah, you know, zoning laws are which direction. You have planning permission, right? Yeah. So you have only you can only make a house face, and you can only make certain things facing in certain directions. If you wanted to build a Beis HaMedrash from scratch, and you found a plot of land over here, you'd have to go in for planning permission, and after you get your planning permission, they'll tell you which, and you'll have to see whichever way you can build the building, you build it. Now, if it's awkward as far as where you're going to put the Aron Kodesh, you have to start working with the architect. Well, you can do, how are you going to get around it? But you can't always have every Beis HaMedrash facing east. You just don't have that kind of luxury with planning that goes on. Certain things are only able to be built in a certain way. So what happens if you have a Beis HaMedrash that has been built in a certain way? So there says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'im efshar lo likba'a b'mizrach, yikba b'dorim." You should put it in south. "V'al koponim lo l'marav," but not in Marav, not on the west side. So we see over here, the Mishnah Berurah says Mefurish, you should not be putting the Aron Kodesh on the west. Because then you have the back of the people towards the Heichel, that's wrong. And so it would seem that even though you said, you wanted to say before Yanki that we should, that the Achor Ram should be towards the Heichel, and you're doing a Dov Shavik Kedusha, he's saying you shouldn't do that. That's not, that doesn't seem to be a solution. He wants you to be facing south. Umiu, afilu kova Heichel bekoisel ache, even if you put the Heichel in a different wall, tzorech la mispala lehachs upon of the Mizrach. The person who is davening has to turn his face towards the Mizrach. So what would end up happening now is, according to this Mishnah Berurah, you would put the Aron Kodesh in the south, and the Olam would face south, with their heads turned towards the east. And that will be the way that the Mishnah Berurah would paskin. So according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it, you should put the Aron Kodesh, the people will be sitting west, in the front, towards the, so if you're looking, if you consider, if you thought, well, this would be west, I guess, you know. If this is west, considering this would be west, you'd put the Aron Kodesh in that corner, in the southwestern corner, and everybody, you put the Chazan over there, so El Chazan is in the front, and he's facing the Aron Kodesh, and then when everybody stands up, they should also face the Aron Kodesh, but they face the Aron Kodesh, which is this way, and also turn the head slightly to the right, which will be towards the east, and this way there will be Mekayim everything. That will be one way around it.
Except you can't do it.
Pardon?
You can't face one way and turn your head the other way and try.
Just for Shemana Esrei, for 5 minutes, I think, for Shabbat Shemana Esrei, I think you'll just about manage that. Alright, fine. So if you can't do it, as Charlie says, it's not Jaich. It's not. Yes. Okay, I hear that. I'm not at the bifocal stage yet. It's a shame when I get there, you know. Well, I'll know exactly what you're talking about. So, no, I'm not making light of it. I'm saying, like, you know what, to me it's not yet an issue, but I think as you progress, there's certain issues that come up, and you say, well, Mike, that's okay for you, you're whatever age it is, but, you know, but it's, as you get older, it's not as easy to do all these kind of things, it's shtiklich. So, I found an Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan has a very big Kiddush, and I'm wondering if this is the Aruch HaShulchan I'd like to see, if we can work with this Aruch HaShulchan. I find the Aruch HaShulchan sometimes, he goes off a bit on a tangent, but the tangent he goes on, he's very lomdish, and he says another shtickle, and then he goes back to the Halacha. He does that once in a while, just a bit of a... So he brings over here the following. So this Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tzadik Dalet, he's got like a few different sifim on it. So he brings in Sif Gimel, he says, the Beis Yosef writes, if you're davening in a different direction, you should try to be mechaven towards the Beis Kodesh Kadoshim. So even though the place you daven Tzofen and Dorim, you should be really davening Mizrach, you daven in that direction, you turn your head towards it. And Tosfos and the Rosh and the Mordechai write, and the Torah write, that since we live in the west, we turn towards Eretz Yisrael, which is in the east. So he says, and even this is not 100% correct, he says, Vihine, and the big question, we should ask yourself this question here in London and in Manchester even more so, we should ask the following question. Rabbi Seino Harishoinim, which were in Tzarfas and Ashkenaz, which were in France and which were in Germany. Also Shapir, Shemidinas Elu, Oimdais Mamish Mamarov Shalat Yisrael, which even that is not 100% correct. No. They're not Mamish towards the west, right? It's northwest of Eretz Yisrael. If you turn west from France, where the Rosh, or where the Bali Tosis, or where the Mordechai, if you turn west, we're turning east, which way are you facing? Russia. Yeah? No, he's facing Eretz Yisrael. So he's asking the question.
North Africa faces the exact east.
Morocco, yeah.
Morocco, Algeria.
Maybe Gibraltar is probably. Gibraltar and south of Spain, maybe that's the correct direction towards east. But anything further north of that, even Italy, but Kolschkein, you go Austria, Germany, France, England, you're facing east. Where are you facing? We, in Manchester, I think somebody said to me recently, if you're facing east, you're facing Moscow. That's Baruch where you're facing. You're facing anywhere near Eretz Yisrael. So he asked, and he's asked, Rabbeinu Harama, which was in Poland, V'chemini Nesenu Rusya, She'oimes B'tzvayna Oilam, Inkein Anachnu Neged Ma'arov, is Tzvayna She'etz Yisrael. We're really northwest. U'ksh'oimim Oilam B'tzad Mizrach, Einoi Mamash K'neged Eretz Yisrael. U'kwan Yisrael G'dolim B'zeh. He's asking a simple question. Everybody you ask says, which way do we face here in Europe and in the West? You face towards east. That is blatantly incorrect. Geographically, this is not right, says Aruch HaShulchan. How could you explain that you should be facing east when it's not really east? That doesn't make sense. When they build the Beis HaKnesses, you should put the Kais Mizrach as Aruch HaShulchan. Mizrach is Droimis. You should face it towards southeast. And southeast would be better. That's how he writes over here in the Aruch HaShulchan. There's planning permission that you need to get. You wanted to take this shul and you say, well, it's facing east. That's not really right. Let's just turn the entire building a little bit further this way. You'd get a problem. The council of Barnet would say, how you talking? This is not how you build a building. The building goes in order with all the other buildings. Right? Speak to your architect, speak to your surveyor. We're not going to be able to change the building around. You can't turn it. It doesn't work. Well, if he's according to this, the best way to daven would be Mizrachus Droimus, southeast. And everybody standing by the Aron Kodesh should really be facing in the other direction. Vehine Klai Shol Enoisin came. And then he's saying, but Klai Shol doesn't do this, right? So you have to understand. In the end of the day, a Rav who looks at this and he says, Klai Shol doesn't do this. So how do you understand if Klai Shol don't do it? If this is what we're supposed to do, look what people are doing and they don't do that, that's obviously for a reason. There must be a reason why they're not doing it. It's not an Olam Goylam that everybody is Ame Oretz. Yeah, let's all face east. So we're running out of time, as I said we would. So he builds a whole shtickle over here based on another Gemara in Bava Basra that says you face another direction. He says there's all these brises and everything that say you're facing in another direction. So even though you have a Mishnah that says you're facing towards Yerushalayim, why is one Mishnah stronger than all these brises? How do you understand it? You have to see the whole thing yourself because it's a bigger shtickle. And therefore he says, Lefize, it comes out. The Amiri, so he says, he wants to come up with a Chiddush that really you don't need exactly Eretz Yisrael. You need to be going basically in that direction. And so when you say, I'm facing east, so you say, it's not east, it's southeast from here. Yeah, but southeast has a shtickle of east in it. So therefore, since southeast is also a shtickle east, yes, it's a shtickle south, that's good enough. So you're facing east, that does the job. That's where it comes out.
Ideally, if there was a possibility to...
Ideally, you should make it in the right direction. You should build a business... If you could, you build in that direction. But as he said, and we just don't have the ability to do that because, planning permission, zoning laws, whatever you want to call them, will not allow you to do it that way. So that you'll never get to the ideal unless you get lucky in a certain road that house builds exactly in that direction. But that's not what's normally going to happen. And so therefore he says, so how do you get around it? It must be that when it says in the Gemara east, it doesn't mean Bedafka east. It means... in the direction. And he proves it. It's interesting from the Gemara. He proves it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when you should down, if you're in Chutzal, you should chavnes libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. It says, v'spalecha derech Arzom. What do you mean chavnes libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael? You should face Eretz Yisrael. What's your chavnes libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael? To which he says, you obviously don't have to face Eretz Yisrael, because what are the possibilities that where you are, that when you're going to turn, you're going to be facing exactly towards Eretz Yisrael? That's not going to happen. So where do you have to do? Mechavnes libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. In that basic direction is good enough. He says, that's even what the Gemara is saying. That's Medina the Gemara is how he's learning it. Im Kain. So what I wanted to say therefore is, just to finish because we're running out of time and we have run out of time, is that according to the Shachar HaShulchan, and this is a psak that I wanted to give, you can actually face south. Because which direction is Eretz Yisrael towards? Southeast. So if east is wrong, south is just as right as east is, Berach. Because east isn't right. Why are we more east than south? Right, that's true. We're Eastern, right? You'd have to see in each country. This was in Vienna, so this is more southeast. It's mamish. It's a lot more 45 degrees than it is from here in London. London's much further up. It would be. You'd have to see where the angles are. But he's saying im kol zeh. But let's go back to the case that he said Poland, Lithuania, east there doesn't make any sense. That's mamish kimat north. Yeah. So you say, what? So you've turned towards east. If you can turn towards east, of course you should turn towards east. And all the shuls in Austria are towards east. This is in Vienna. But Lemaisa, even though this, so in this specific instance, you'll face south. According to Aruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to face south because there's no difference between south or east as long as you're facing. You're saying, I'm going in the basic direction. South is a basic direction towards Eretz Yisrael. East is a basic direction towards Eretz Yisrael. So you put it towards the south. Instead of davening to the south and turning your head, like Charlie said, wouldn't really work so well. So you can tuck your daven towards south. And this way, you'll be able to do it. So you put the bima, you put the Arkadosh in the front. In that corner, in the southwestern corner, you put the bima in the middle. Everybody would be sitting west for when they're sitting down. When they stand up, they'll be facing south, and south is just as good as east. And that would have been the psak. I get a call a week later saying we decided not to take the hole, so it didn't become a problem. Rabbi said, thank you very much. Anyone saying Kaddish? Anyone saying Kaddish? No.